All aboard the Big Red Love Van. It's 5:30, and it's time for your WBLM mini concert here on the Blimp, celebrating the Doors all day long. Hey, Goo.
Dude.
Yeah.
I can't even contain myself.
I know.
There's a member of the Doors in the Big Red Love Van with us right now.
Kicking it in the back seat.
John Densmore, everybody.
Hey, John.
Hey. What about all this paisley in here and green velvet?
Well, you don't like it? Should we change our decor?
No, it's very cozy, thanks.
John, first of all, it's an honor, man, to have you here in the Big Red Love Van with us.
Well, thanks. I'm feeling helium going up towards my head. Keep talking.
Oh, that's not helium, man. We want to know, when you guys first got together in the Doors, how did you get to gigs?
How did we get to gigs? Well, yeah. we actually had a VW van, not a big pink love van, but a VW van, and Robbie's brother helped us. He was sort of the roadie, and we just stumbled out of the car and set stuff up.
So you didn't have to drive. Robbie's brother drove.
Yep.
That's nice.
That's high class, man, when you're first starting out, to have somebody drive you around, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. So the book.
Yeah.
I just finished the book.
And the Doors are back on their hinges now. Thank you.
The Doors,
I like,
are
that.
They're back swinging, huh?
Yeah. But up.
I've got to compliment you on your great writing, man, because I really felt like I heard your voice in my head the entire time I read the book.
Oh, thanks very much. I've been working real hard at writing.
So you plan on doing some more writing in the future?
You know, I'll bet there's another book or two in me somewhere.
Cool.
Maybe some, do you ever write fiction?
Yeah, I tried. I have an idea for all the great musicians I've met. Ravi Shankar, Bob Marley, on and on and on. Maybe I'd write a book about meeting all of those people and how it felt.
That would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
I'd read it.
Yeah, thanks.
I've got to ask you, because we can't remember, and we're just not sure, have the Doors ever played in Maine?
No, but I've been to Maine, and my dad was born in York Beach.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Wow.
That is so cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
So
I'm a Mainard.
I guess you are.
Half.
Half Mainer.
Now, did you used to, like, summer in Maine, or...?
No, I mean, he drove across with the family when he was 12.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But you've been to Maine.
Oh, yeah, and I have my roots up there, you know? My family painted ships and stuff.
Mm. That's incredible. I did not know. I can't wait to learn more about that. So tomorrow you're going to be coming to the WBLM Psychedelic Breakfast. We'll hang out live here in the studio.
Now, is that an oxymoron, psychedelia and breakfast? Those go together, huh? Okay.
Well, we stole that name from our friends in Pink Floyd, because they had a song you might remember called Alan's Psychedelic Breakfast.
Oh, there you go.
So,
well, you know, I'm looking forward to the granola. It'll probably be glowing.
Then you're going to be at Bull Moose for a book signing for The Doors Unhinged.
Correct.
For Record Store Day.
Cool.
Yeah, very excited. I love that these independents are, you know, they're... I mean, the book is kind of about integrity, and these Record Store Day stores are real passionate about the music.
Yep.
I love that.
Great thing about Bull Moose here, too, is that they have an entire huge section for music made right here in Maine, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's rare to have a music store like Bull Moose anywhere these days, which is sad, but boy, are we glad we got them.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go to several Bull Moose-type record stores and call attention to them, I hope.
So you'll be here in a week. Where are you right now?
I'm home in Los Angeles.
Nice.
Where I was born, where my mom was born.
But not your dad.
But not my dad.
You know, my fanboy meter just went, like, way up when you told me that your dad was from Maine. And I was wondering whether or not I should let you know this or not. But, I don't. You know what, actually, the audience doesn't even know this, really. Do you want to tell him what my last name is? Go ahead.
Brian's last name is Morrison.
Oh, dun, da, 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 da. this is the end, Brian.
So it was always cool for me when I was a little kid. I would look at my big sister's Doors records, and there was this one particular record that said Morrison Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And I always thought that was so cool that my name was on a rock album.
Have you got any leather pants, Brian?
No, I don't.
What, you don't?
Do you?
No.
Do you know where you can get any out there? Maybe bring some along.
No.
I feel like in L.A. there's probably a store that only sells leather pants.
It's 32-34, John.
I can tell that we're definitely already into the psychedelic breakfast. Go ahead.
Getting into it early. Well, we're looking forward to having you back here tomorrow, live and in person here in the studio. What an honor it is. You're a true legend, and you are the poster boy for rock integrity for sure, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to New England.
As Doors fans, we thank you, too, because I can't tell you how pissed off I was about 10 years ago when I heard that the Doors of the 21st Century were going to be coming to New England to do a show. I was like, what?
Yeah. Now, Ray and Robbie are great musicians, and they should keep playing. And,
absolutely.
And I might even play with them, but not with a gym imitator.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, now, you did recently collaborate with Ray and Robbie and Skrillex.
That's true, yeah.
Now, was that the four of you working together, or
not so much, because, you know, when you record, you individually sit there and overdub parts and stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, I think if, like Pink Floyd, who's had their struggles, they got together for a benefit, mm-hmm. I'd be up for not a tour or anything, but maybe a benefit with some great singer.
Well, because, you know, that's something you make clear in the book, too. These guys are your brothers, and you love them, but they screwed up big time.
Well, yeah, Jim's estate and I just had to straighten out the name.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you. We love you, and we're looking forward to having you in here tomorrow.
Great.